Therapy Chat Podcast, Episode 60.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. This is episode 60, which is the first episode in the Integrative Mental Health series. Back in 2015, I started looking into integrative mental health using holistic and alternative methods in therapy practice. I was interested in acupuncture, mindfulness, essential oils, Reiki, different forms of movement therapy, and as I've learned more and more about these complementary and alternative medicine approaches, I have become really fascinated with their effectiveness as complement to traditional mental health treatment. So today I'm really excited because I have a very special guest, James Lake, MD, who is a psychiatrist in California who practices complementary and alternative medicine in addition to traditional allopathic medicine in his psychiatry work. Dr. Lake has written 4 books. The one that came to my attention that made me want to talk with him on Therapy Chat is called Integrative Mental Health, A Therapist's Handbook. And so you're going to hear him talk about the work of integrative mental health, how he uses it with his patients, and that book, as well as an ebook series he did on the subject. So I think you're going to find this really interesting. I did, and I really appreciate Dr. Lake taking the time to come and talk with us on Therapy Chat today. So let's go ahead and get started. I hope you'll enjoy my interview with Dr. James Lake.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. Today, I'm really happy to have a guest with me who is an author of many books and a medical doctor, James Lake, MD. Thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
I'm really excited because I first learned about you with your book, Integrative Mental Health Care, A Therapist's Handbook. And this is the first time I've seen a book that explains how therapists can use complementary and alternative methods to help in therapy, all laid out and explained with the research and super comprehensive. So I'm really excited to just ask you about integrative mental health care in general and your work and all the other things that you do and resources you have to offer. So let's just get started. So will you start by just talking a little bit more about yourself and your work?
I'm a board certified psychiatrist. I did my training at Stanford here in California, the Bay Area. I've been on teaching faculty at Stanford and the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, where I developed the teaching modules on integrative psychiatry. Also on clinical faculty at Saybrook University, where I developed some content for their recently developed PhD program in integrative mental health care. Currently, I'm working at Kaiser Permanente as a staff psychiatrist, where I'm able to practice integrative psychiatry in collaboration with my colleagues and also many clinicians in the family medicine department, where there seems to be substantial and growing interest in integrative medicine.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I think the general public is becoming more and more aware of alternative approaches to, you know, prevention and addressing mental health and physical health, and to have the medical field backing that up, that yes, you can use these approaches, but it's not just a free-for-all. There's ways to do it, and you know, it can be evidence-based. So I think that's awesome.
Actually, Laura, it's really an interesting point you're raising, because in fact, the general public, and particularly people who are struggling with mental health care problems, have really been the driving force behind evolution of mental health care toward increasing use of alternative and integrative treatments. For example, until about 10 or 15 years ago, although many of the treatments we use under the heading of complementary and alternative medicine were widely available and practiced in the community by well-trained clinicians, the majority of individuals with mental health problems, including depression, anxiety disorders, bipolar disorder, and so forth, were not able to find reliable, accurate, up-to-date information on the range of evidence-based alternative therapies. So myself and several colleagues have been trying to create resources, including books and some organizations, with the goal of bringing that information to broader awareness by the public, as well as mental health clinicians like yourself and others from all backgrounds, including master's level psychologists, marriage and family therapists, psychiatrists, nurse practitioners specializing in mental health care, as well as a range of CAM specialists who specialize in the treatment of mental health problems. There are two organizations that some listeners might be interested in knowing about if they want to connect with other clinicians who are dedicated to promoting an agenda for integrative mental health care. One is the American Psychiatric Association Caucus on Complementary and Integrated Medicine, which I initially chaired for several years, and is still quite active. It's on an annual symposium on the most significant recent research findings in all areas of alternative and integrative medicine pertaining to mental health care at the annual meeting. And the other organization is a smaller organization. It's a nonprofit called the International Network for Integrated Mental Health. We're a group of psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, and CAM practitioners who, as I mentioned, are dedicated to promoting an agenda for teaching, research, and development of programs for training persons in all professional areas of medicine, including psychology, psychiatry, nursing, and so forth. So these are organizations that your listeners might be interested in knowing about and contacting to find out how they can be involved in this movement.
Yes, and I so appreciate that you brought those up, because I wasn't familiar with those, either of those two resources. And I think a lot of people who are listening will be writing those down. I'll be sure to put a link in the show notes to that information when this gets posted. So can you talk a little bit more about just what you've mentioned the acronym CAM. What is CAM and integrative mental health care?
Yeah, these are good questions. The languaging of different approaches to healing outside of pharmacology and psychotherapy has been evolving for many years. The current acronym that's used, CAM, stands for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. This means that the range of treatment approaches that are widely used in both Western culture and non-Western cultures for preventing and treating not only mental health problems, but medical problems. Examples of CAM would include herbal medicine, acupuncture, energy therapies such as healing touch and Reiki, chiropractic and other somatic therapies aimed at promoting whole body health and wellness. So these are essentially, from a Western medical perspective, the whole range of treatments that are outside of currently accepted treatments in allopathic medicine, Western allopathic medicine, which, as you know, is dominated by medications, you know, pharmaceuticals, as well as a few kinds of psychotherapy. Everything outside of that that narrow range of treatments, from a Western medical perspective at least, is considered to be complementary or alternative. So that's what that means. The word integrative, as we've been talking about today, is beginning to eclipse the concept of CAM, in that the majority of people who have a medical or mental health problem for which they're seeking non-pharmacological approaches use alternative therapies at the same time. that they are taking a medication or receiving another kind of conventional treatment by a Western trained physician or nurse. For example, many people with depression take certain amino acids or certain vitamins in conjunction with their antidepressant medication. And there's significant evidence in some cases that these combinations, these integrative combinations, if you will, are more effective than taking a medication alone, and they're quite safe. One example that comes to mind is the use of omega-3 fatty acids and in conjunction with antidepressants, both for the treatment of severe depressive disorder as well as bipolar disorder. It's widely used and recommended by psychiatrists as well as therapists from all training backgrounds for these treatment indications. Another example of an integrative approach to depression is the use of a certain form of folic acid called L-methylfolinic acid together with an antidepressant, which may significantly boost the effectiveness of antidepressants. Even in populations of depressed persons who have not responded to antidepressants after multiple trials. So these are significant, very promising integrative strategies in mental health care that are becoming more widely used all the time.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
Yeah, that's very hopeful that, you know, because people get frustrated at times when they find that antidepressants, you know, don't seem to be making enough of a difference. And I'm not anti-medication, you know, traditional medications, but if I often will hear people saying, yes, I've been taking this, I don't really notice any difference, or I've tried this and I've tried that and I've tried this, and I'm just so frustrated because I don't think anything is going to work. But knowing that there are natural supplements or vitamins that can be used to complement allopathic medicine that's prescribed by an MD typically, I think that's hopeful.
Yeah, you know, I want to make sure that your listeners understand that the integrative approach to mental health care and medicine in general does not include only supplements such as essential fatty acids, amino acids, or vitamins. It includes the whole range of complementary and alternative treatments, including mind-body practice, exercise, as I mentioned, and somatic therapies, healing touch, energy therapies, and so forth. When I begin to work with a patient, I always start at the very beginning and find out about what their major stressors are and how their symptoms are getting in the way of their ability to function at work, in their social life, in school, if they're students. And then I always begin with the general advice about improving health and well-being through lifestyle changes, such as improved sleep, improved stress management using simple breathing techniques. I always look at nutrition. And if there are issues that suggest that the person is not getting adequate nutrition, I recommend ways to improve, to optimize nutrition, which of course will improve the environment of all of the nutrients that go into the brain and are ultimately converted into neurotransmitters, which indirectly then affect the symptoms that you're treating with other means, including prescription medications and the whole range of nutritional supplements. There's a new area in psychiatry that's pretty exciting along these lines called nutritional psychiatry. And there have been recent articles published in major peer-reviewed journals talking about how this works. So the mainstream psychiatry literature and the academic world of psychiatry are beginning to converge along those lines with what many individuals have been saying and advancing an agenda around in the area of alternative and integrated mental health care. This is a very exciting time for this field. So I want to make sure your listeners were aware that there's not only a conflict between mainstream psychiatry and integrated mental health care, but there's a growing alliance. There are shared common themes, both in training and research, in these two domains.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And it is exciting. It's an emphasis on health and wellness versus an emphasis mm-hmm. on pathology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's foremost an emphasis on health and wellness. You could use the word prevention.
Yeah.
People who even have severe mental health problems, severe depression, severe bipolar illness, post-traumatic stress disorder, or other severe anxiety disorders. Many studies have shown over many years that if they maintain their wellness using simple lifestyle changes, such as exercise, adequate sleep, proper diet, simple stress management techniques, including mindful breathing, simple yogic practices, or other mindfulness techniques, they do much better overall than individuals with the same severity of symptoms who take only conventional Western treatments for their disorders, such as pharmaceuticals or are in psychotherapy. So there's a clear and compelling evidence base for the use of non-pharmacologic, so-called integrative approaches in mental health care for maintaining wellness, not just for treating particular psychiatric disorders. I want to take this as an opportunity to mention a series of ebooks that I published a year ago through Amazon. That are addressed at just these kinds of situations that often take place in clinical settings when therapists and psychiatrists encounter patients who are interested in integrative approaches to their mental health problem. This is a series of ebooks under the title of The Integrated Mental Health Solution. I can send you the link to that for your listeners that are aimed at providing practical methods for developing individualized, evidence-based, integrative approaches for both wellness and treating particular kinds of mental health problems. There are 10 of them, and one is available free through my website as a download. And the other 9 are focused on particular kinds of mental health problems that occur quite commonly, that often form the focus of treatment planning and clinical sessions with your patients, for example, with mine, that will guide the clinician and the patient through a step-by-step process that can lead to an evidence-based treatment plan that addresses their particular symptoms of severity and guides them as to how to think integratively for maintaining wellness as well as treating their mental health problems. So I think that could be a useful resource for both clinicians and patients who may be listening to this podcast.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that. And how are these 10 broken down? Is it by mental health area of focus or you can tell me?
As I mentioned, there is an introductory volume. All of these are very brief. They cost a few bucks on Amazon.com. As I mentioned, the first one, which is an introductory overview of the concepts and methods of integrated mental health care, is available free. And I'll give you the link to that. There are 9 others that are focused on particular symptoms or common disorders, including attention deficit disorder, depression, anxiety disorders, PTSD, psychosis, including schizophrenia and others, dementia, insomnia, and a few other disorders, with the idea that persons who have these disorders who are open to using integrative approaches can use these interactively with their client, with their clinician, and rapidly get to a concise review of evidence that's relevant to their symptoms and put together a very specific individualized treatment plan or a wellness plan, working with a clinician or perhaps on their own. They're linked extensively to web resources that are highly vetted, that provide reliable information on obtaining quality, safe supplements, for example, or finding other resources that will lead patients and clinicians to to competent alternative practitioners for the range of alternative approaches that are discussed in the books. They're only about 50 or 60 pages each, so they're very quick reads. And I want to make sure that your listeners know about them because I think they can really provide a practical tool. Unlike other books I've written, these are very short, very succinct, and aimed at providing practical tools that can be used in real time between clinicians and their patients.
Fantastic. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And I'll give you a chance at the end of this to mention your website so that people can know where they can go get that free download. So the book, Integrative Mental Health Care, A Therapist Handbook, is for therapists, right? More.
Exactly.
Obviously, as the name implies. So I know I've read this, and it is very comprehensive. I mean, really detailed, and I was very impressed with it, which is why I wanted to interview you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I came to the party a little bit late because it came out in 2009, so a little behind. But can therapists who read that book, do they need to have any special training to be able to apply what you discuss in the book?
That's a very good question. And the reason I wrote this book, Norton approached me to write it. It's put out by Norton, as you know, is that the other books I had written before then were very technical medical textbooks directed at physicians. That included a great deal of technical information that I think would not be accessible to non-medical mental health professionals. And when Norton approached me, I began to think about the project, and it was clear from my journey as an integrative clinician all these years that the majority of clinicians who are really the vanguard of the movement toward transforming mental health care, toward increasing use of evidence-based alternative approaches and so on, were not physicians. They're not psychiatrists. They were psychologists, the majority of whom were master's level marriage and family therapists or licensed clinical social workers. I had the wonderful opportunity to teach an intensive seminar on integrative mental health care to a group of forward-thinking master's level psychologists and social workers up in Oregon. I dedicated the book to them in the foreword. Quite remarkable. I believe there are other groups of therapists like yourself, Laura, in other parts of the country who are really committed to pushing the paradigm of mental health care to make it more effective, safer, more relevant to a whole range of individuals suffering with mental health problems, not just psychotropics and a few kinds of psychotherapy, which is what conventional mental health care training involves. So one part, I think, of the most significant part of that book project was to develop, in conjunction with the symptom-focused chapters, a very extensive review of all the stages that go into integrated mental health care, from initial interview leading to assessment, formulation, treatment planning, and then modifying the treatment plan based on how a patient does over time from an integrated perspective. The idea being to show clinicians who are not medically trained, and again, who are the majority of people really pushing the paradigm toward increasing use of alternative modalities based on good evidence, that you can do this, and you can do it safely, and you can do it appropriately. So that's the long answer to your question. The short answer is yes. Master's level trained clinicians like yourself and thousands within this country and other countries can competently and safely direct patients toward the use of integrative approaches, non-pharmacologic approaches. To a large extent, there are discussions about particular kinds of treatments in the Norton book and the one you've mentioned that talk about when it becomes appropriate to consult with a physician, either a psychiatrist or another subspecialist, about possible safety issues when particular amino acids might be considered in combination with psychotropic medications or other medications. There can be safety issues, and these are discussed when they come up in that book. So there are times when it's appropriate and necessary to consult with physicians or consult with well-vetted web resources that can provide information on safety, and I include a lot of those in that book, as well as in the series of ebooks. So within limits, it's possible, and I think it's safe and appropriate for master's level students to advise patients about appropriate safe uses of non-pharmacologic treatments. When you get to the area, as I mentioned, of talking about supplements which have potent biological activity, including certain amino acids and other kinds of supplements that are available over the counter, it's important to add a layer of understanding to that and make sure you have reliable current information about safety and possible contraindications when taking a supplement together with a particular medication. It's always best to consult with a physician and always very important to refer to current information about safety, which I reference quite heavily in that book, for your liability and for, of course, ensuring the best outcome for your patient, avoiding the risk, reducing the risk of side effects.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma.
I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
Absolutely. And of course, we only practice within our scope, but the book definitely has clear guidelines about, you know, things to ask about and what to look out for. And, you know,
yeah, there are other guidelines there. I'm just remembering, it's been some time since I wrote the book. As you mentioned, there are also guidelines in that book for when it becomes appropriate and ethically sound practice to refer to another provider, either a physician, you know, an allopathically conventionally trained psychiatrist or other physician, in the event there is a serious problem that's not responding and the patient is at risk of suicide and so forth, or there may be an evolving medical problem that hasn't been diagnosed or treated adequately, or to refer to an expert in alternative therapy, for example, acupuncture or the conventional, traditional medicine of India, Ayurveda. So I often refer people to other specialists. I think integrative practitioners of all stripes, of all backgrounds, have a broad network for referring out when they get beyond their scope of practice and their comfort zone. So it's important when to know how to advise and what to advise and when to know when to refer patients to outside specialists and resources.
Absolutely. And that's integrative too.
Absolutely.
So I love the idea of your series of eBooks that you can click right within the eBook on the web resource that you mention in the book. I think that's a wonderful benefit of eBooks, and they're also, you know, less expensive than traditional books. And so I'm so excited that you have that to offer.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the idea was that the other books I've written over the years are available in paper form. I think two are available as eBooks, but they don't have interactivity and they are quite lengthy. So the goal in developing this series of 10 eBooks was to develop some very short, practical, user-friendly resources that would provide a kind of a resource that could be used in an interactive mode by a person with a mental health problem, who, as you've noticed, can click a particular link and get to web resources that are relevant to his or her problem in a moment, or scan quickly through the text and get to a particular kind of non-pharmacologic therapy that is of interest, and as well for clinicians working with patients who can kind of follow them step by step during the whole course of integrative treatment when you get to the point of evaluating whether there are side effects or whether there are reasons for adjusting the treatment, how to think about adjusting it, and so forth. So these things are all discussed in a very kind of concise, I hope, simple but not simplistic way in this series of eBooks. And I hope that some of your listeners and will find them of use.
I'm sure they will. And I'm going to go right over to your website and download the free one immediately, because I'm very excited about this, and I didn't know about it until we started talking. So what is your website where people can go and get the free download? I know they can buy all of them on Amazon.
Yeah. So there is a dedicated website that was made for the ebook series. And that is kind of a lengthy title, but maybe you can include the link.
I will.
It's called the Integrative Mental Health Solution.com. And that's the name of the whole series. It's called the Integrative Mental Health Solution.com. I have a more general site that is my the site that I used when I was in private practice that also includes links to the ebooks as well as links to my other books. So it's a more broad collection of information, including presentations I've given over the years at conferences and articles published in journals, and as well as links to valuable internet resources on all aspects of alternative medicine relevant to mental health care. And that website, my primary website, is called progressivepsychiatry.com, www.progressivepsychiatry.com. So you can probably use that one as the primary link, because your listeners will find pretty much everything there. It also links back to the sites that's dedicated to the ebook series.
Wonderful. I'll put both of those in the show notes. So when this is posted, people will be able to click on it right from the where the podcast is posted. Dr. Lake, thank you so much for being on Therapy Chat today. This has been a fascinating conversation.
It's been my pleasure, Laura, and I really appreciate your reaching out to me. And most of all, I appreciate your working as a change agent and an advocate of the need to really transform mental health care to a way of treating mental health problems and promoting wellness that is fundamentally needed. So I really appreciate your efforts and your intentions in creating this podcast.
Well, thank you so much for saying so.
Thanks so much for listening to my interview with Dr. James Lake. He is an incredible resource in the field of integrative mental health, and he offers so many resources on his website, his books, as well as his ebooks. And you can get the first ebook free, which is kind of an overview of integrative mental health, and then the other 9 ebooks. You can buy each one on Amazon individually, and they are targeted to specific subjects. So I just bought the one on PTSD because I work with trauma, and that's my fascination. So I hope you'll check those out. I was so appreciative that Dr. Lake agreed to be on Therapy Chat and share his wisdom. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. As always, please visit iTunes to leave a rating and review and subscribe so you can receive all the latest episodes as soon as they come out. Our next episode will be a special holiday episode because next week is Thanksgiving for 2016, and we'll be talking about self-care during the holidays. So look forward to that. And as always, feel free to reach out to me. You can go right to my website, therapychatpodcast.com, and send me a message. I love hearing from you. Take care.
Hey, this is Laura Reagan, LCSWC, host of Therapy Chat. Listen, if you're a therapist who resonates with the idea of wanting to bring your best self into your work with clients, I wanted to tell you about a few ways that you can get support in showing up fully with your clients while having awareness of your own wounded places. We can't do our best work with clients if we're not self-aware. So I offer clinical supervision to Maryland social workers, whether students or newly licensed LGSWs who are working on clinical hours for independent licensure, or LCSWCs who want to get more specialized supervision in trauma work. So in my clinical consultation for any therapists, including counselors, MFTs, psychologists, or social workers, I help people work on showing up as your best self in your therapy sessions while taking care of your own wounded parts so you can effectively support your clients. I also specialize in helping you address the effects of traumatic stress exposure through vicarious trauma, secondary traumatic stress, compassion fatigue, burnout, whatever you want to call it. That is something that I've focused on quite a bit, and you can find more information on that by going to my website and clicking on For Professionals. We can do clinical consultation in person, or if you're outside of Maryland, we can do it online using a secure online platform. And if you're a trauma therapist seeking support for the effects of traumatic stress exposure and vicarious trauma, and you want support in community, sign up for information on joining the next cohort of my trauma therapist community. That includes monthly group clinical consultation in person or online, and a private Facebook group for keeping in touch in between sessions for less than the cost of individual clinical consultation with me. So I hope you'll be inspired to check out some of these resources. If nothing else, you can find a lot of information on that For Professionals page about self-care for therapists and addressing, identifying, and preventing the effects of trauma exposure on us as therapists. So you can check that out at www.laurareaganlcswc.com and then click on For Professionals. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, visit Laura's website at www.laurareaganlcswc.com.